Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by the Honey Baked Ham Company. Not Christmas until someone whips out a honey baked ham. You too, everybody. Experience and innocence. The tour is coming to SAP Center in 2018, and we have tickets all this week to their May 8th concert. Don't miss them in 2018. The tickets are available now. They're on sale at livenation.com. And we're putting you two tickets under your tree right now. Caller number 9. Just a quick turnaround. Caller number 9, 800-400-3697. Caller 9 wins a pair of lower reserve tickets to the May 8th U2 show. If you miss out today, just listen again tomorrow. We'll have more. And again, they're on sale at livenation.com.
What is that?
Sounds like a cello.
And, it did, didn't it?
Yeah. I don't know what that is.
This is called Lights of Home by U2. It's a new song.
Isn't this...
it's pretty good.
I'm pretty sure this was on Rolling Stone's list of their favorite 20 songs of the year.
Before it came out.
Right.
Before it went public.
Right. Like a month ago, they had this list of songs they love. I'm like, oh, well, so I guess it pays to be at Rolling Stone. You get to hear all the songs first.
Well, sure.
Honey Baked Ham is always easy, perfect, and loved. And this season, Honey Baked Ham offers speedier service and longer store hours. To order online or to find a nearby store, go to shophoneybaked.com. So, let's get all this sexual harassment stuff out of the way, shall we?
All right.
Yay! Let's just get it out of the way. That is something to celebrate. We do it early and then we don't have to talk about it again. It's just a constant barrage. So there's a woman who has accused TJ Miller of sexually assaulting her and punching her in the face and choking her while they were both students at George Washington University. TJ Miller is Ehrlich Bachman on Silicon Valley. He's also the guy holding the camera, I think, in that movie that Human's Elbow is in. He's on the phone right now. I can't think of the name. It's Cloverdale?
Cloverdale.
Cloverfield. Oh. Cloverfield.
Is it Cloverdale or Dale?
I think it's Cloverfield. Okay. I don't know.
Something.
The first one, right? Because then there was another one, the 112 Cloverfield Drive. Oh. Hey, do you have a cold? Yuzi and I were talking about it during the break.
Why do you ask?
You sound a little bit like you're getting a cold.
I have a cold.
Oh, just in time for vacation.
You guys, don't
Fantastic.
Even. Don't even. You have no idea.
I do. I'm sorry.
You really don't.
So, TJ Miller, he's also the Funny or Die contributor, and he's got
He was the star of the Emoji Movie.
Yes, he was meh, right? Meh.
I'm not sure.
He was supposed to be a little more meh. Well, there's a woman who's accusing him of sexually assaulting her. The woman says, and she's remaining anonymous out of fear of retribution, he just tried a lot of things without asking me and at no point asked me if I was all right. He choked me. I kept staring at his face, hoping he would see I was afraid and that he would stop. I couldn't say anything. He has released a statement with his wife. They released a joint statement denying any wrongdoing. Basically, he's calling her, I don't know if he's calling her by name. She was his girlfriend at the time.
Is that right? Because I thought that the story I read was him and his wife were together at that time. And no. Him and his wife were, this girl had said, I'm gonna break you two up. I'm going to get you. That's what I read. It could be totally
wrong.
Well,
that's possible. I mean, I'm only working off this story. Basically, five associates of the alleged victim corroborated her stories about two separate incidents. Their relationship began in 01. One night, when they'd both had a lot to drink, the victim said that he began shaking her violently while they were fooling around and then punched her in the mouth during sex. The following morning, she woke up with a fractured tooth and a bloody lip. he told her, you fell down the stairs while you were drunk. That's what happened to you. She didn't know many people in D.C. She had lost her virginity to Miller. Or so she says. She claims.
Does that story say they were part of the same comedy troupe at that college?
No.
Huh. I may have lost my mind.
No, or you might have
There's
seen a whole
so
other story.
There's many different versions of this story, right, depending on what source you go to.
So, well, in this one, she had known him. He was one of the few people that she knew. She trusted him. She lost her virginity to him. The second incident, she says, we started to fool around very early in that. He put his hands around my throat and closed them, and I couldn't breathe. I was terrified and completely surprised. I understand now that this is, for some people, a kink, and I continue to believe it's something that should be entered into by consenting parties. But as someone who had only begun having sexual encounters, like, about 3 months earlier, I had no awareness that this was a kink, and I had certainly not entered into any agreement that I would be choked. Her roommates apparently could hear her choking and banged on the door. She told them she would talk to them in the morning, return to bed, where he apparently went in the back door without her consent. And she alleges some other... I just can't even... I mean, involving beer bottles.
It's graphic.
It's very graphic. After the incidents, their relationship deteriorated. A year later, she went to the campus police to report the crimes, and student court handled the case. I guess they were just putting it to students at the time, instead of having anybody official step in and... her roommates all testified in that, and they're continuing to corroborate her stories. So that's some of the accusations.
Here's Vinny, this, maybe ones. What you're talking about. So the wife, Kate Miller, tweeted, we met this woman over a decade ago while studying together in college. She attempted to break us up back then by plotting for over a year before making contradictory claims and accusations. She attempted to discredit both of our voices and use us against one another by trying to portray Kate to be...
the wife.
Uh-huh. To be a continuous abuse victim of TJ. She was asked to leave our university comedy group because of worrisome and disturbing behavior, which angered her immensely. She then became fixated on our relationship and began telling people around campus. And it goes on and on.
So
that she'd break them up, right?
Yeah.
That's what she was saying. I will.
So it's possible that she was fixated on TJ. And I mean, look, anything's possible. That's the problem with making allegations like this, is now everything about this woman's life is going to be examined under a microscope. And it's just, it always seems like rebuttals of these things or refutals sound, if that's even a word, just they sound weak. I don't know. I hate to say that I tend to believe anybody, but I tend to believe the person who comes forward and makes these allegations, because I think that we all know it's not going to be an easy road when it's a he said, she said thing. He's actually, they're saying this was decided over the summer, long before any allegations were made against him, but his Gorberger show is canceled. This was a Funny or Die web series for a long time. I think there are like 19 episodes, two seasons of it. And then they did a season on Comedy Central. It aired 8 episodes, season 1 this year. And a network spokesperson said that the decision came before allegations from this woman surfaced on the Daily Beast, accusing him of sexual assault while a student at George Washington University. And they're saying this has nothing to do with the current allegations. This is just coming to light now because he's in the spotlight at this point.
Huh.
So there's that. That's
he's in Ready Player One.
Oh, right.
Is he in Ready Player One?
I think he plays the...
Oh, the jerky guy from
the... IRDK? IROK. IROK.
Yep.
Yeah. Who has a very minor, tiny... sliver of a role in the book, but he's,
well, who knows how it was rewritten,
right? There's got to be an antagonist.
We'll see.
I think it would be the head of the Sixers. Oh, I can't wait for that
movie. I don't know, that stuff's tough. I was telling you what I think is going to come from this movement is that we're going to see a change in the way we address one another for relationships.
Sure.
First of all, work's going to be out. you can no longer try to date at work. And second of all, I think that women are going to be put in a position where they have to make moves.
Right.
It seems super reactionary, but if you're taking this seriously and if you're seeing, and if you're taking what women are saying about the way they've been treated seriously, then you have to consider that we're going to have to teach kids to function differently.
Well, I think, you know, forward. The pendulum will swing far to the other side, but I don't know. I think that when politeness is involved in any interaction, like, it's not impolite to ask someone on a date. It's, you know, it can be done in an inappropriate setting. Like, I don't know. You're right.
Well,
you're
okay.
Right about the work thing. I mean,
but here's
no
an
one
example.
Should be asking anybody else out at work.
Here's an example, though. You just heard this woman. She told her story, mm-hmm. and you said, I tend to a believer.
Mm-hmm.
And it puts a dude in a position who would never want to risk being in a position,
right,
to say, no, thanks.
Because I hate to say this, too. There are crazy people out there who are looking to ruin someone's life.
Well.
And while I would tend to believe, if you just hear this story laid out, I'm like, I tend to believe her.
I don't even think it's always crazy people. Let's take it out of this situation.
Okay.
There are people who will throw a lawsuit at a company because they've got nothing to lose.
Mm.
Who cares? I either get paid or I don't. But in the meantime, I'm not working. I got no life. I got nothing to lose. So I'll just do it. Slip. Clunk.
Pay
ow!
Up.
Right?
Ow!
So if you've got nothing to lose. Now, I'm not saying that about... I
right.
just removed that scenario. But I am saying there are people with nothing to lose.
Yeah. Looking for a payday.
So...
Sylvester Stallone, he is ready to demand that police investigate a woman who he has been told filed a report claiming that he raped her 27 years ago. Stallone's attorney says he believes the woman filed a false police report with Santa Monica PD. This started about a month ago. I'm reading this out of TMZ, but they're saying that a reputable media outlet, not TMZ, because they're reputable, informed him that the woman was alleging that Stallone raped her in 1990 in his Santa Monica office. Stallone denies this. He says, I do know this woman. I spent 3 days with her during a 1987 movie shoot in Israel. He says that he was single, she was not a minor, and there was never a rape. But it does sound like, I know her, we spent 3 days together, we were all of age. He also denies that he ever saw her at all in 1990, and that's when she says that this rape happened in his Santa Monica office.
This isn't the Vegas one.
No, this is not. This
oh.
She's saying Santa Monica. Sources are saying that, I guess there were media outlets who refused to publish the woman's story due to a lack of corroborating evidence, and because at the time she hadn't filed a police report. Not in 1990 and not any time since then. But it looks like she may have filed a report with the Santa Monica PD in mid-November. They're saying it appears she filed a story in an effort to get... filed a report in an effort to get the story out to the public, but that failed. I guess this reputable news outlet refused to publish. But Stallone's lawyer says a different reporter called him Tuesday and stated definitively that the woman who... has now filed a police report, and they say if they confirm today that she did go to the police, that he's going to file a complaint requesting she be investigated for filing a false police report. So they're contending to fight this from the moment it happens. So that's the latest in the Stallone thing.
All right.
There is a woman suing Brett Ratner for... He's a producer, director? What exactly is
he's
Brett
both.
Ratner's?
He's a producer and a director.
Okay.
He did X-Men 3 in
There's
the
a,
Rush Hour movie.
A woman suing him for defamation. She claims Ratner raped her over a decade ago. And I guess that he had come out and said that, you know, she's a loser and lying or whatever. But I guess there's a deposition that's about to happen, and it looks like this woman is going to have Olivia Munn and Natasha Henstridge there to testify. The woman's name is Melanie Kohler. She claimed in a since-deleted Facebook post that he raped her over 12 years ago. She plans on taking a significant number of depositions in the case. Her attorneys say he's had dozens of similar allegations leveled against him. Don't know why he's just coming back at her. They are Olivia Munn and Natasha Henstridge are not mentioned by name in the documents, but she's looking to depose other accusers about their experiences with Ratner, and they would be possibly among them. Henstridge claims that Brett Ratner first forced her to her knees when she was 19. And I guess Olivia Munn wrote about an incident in 2010 where she claims that Ratner was getting himself in front of her in his trailer when she went to deliver a meal. He denies both those claims. So we'll see how that goes. But it's not like this is the one woman accusing him. Okay, happy news.
Is it, though?
We're just, you know, let's put all the sexual harassment stuff aside. You're up to date. Anna Kournikova and Enrique Iglesias, they just welcomed twins.
What?
In a surprise move because she has not been photographed in public in over a year. Like, she's...
Holed up in their mansion.
Yep.
All right.
And while they were holed up in the mansion, they built a 16-foot wall all the way around the property and a two-story additional one-family residence, which apparently they went crazy with the baby-proofing. So it looks like she gave twins to Nicholas and Lucy in Miami on Saturday. They have not yet confirmed the birth, or even if they're a couple, for that matter, after 15 years of reporting the data. They've long been like, yeah, we don't talk about it. Anyway, they managed to fake out followers on social media by separately posting innocuous images online of themselves on a boat ride the same day as the twins were born. Let's save these for the day we go into the hospital.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
They have reportedly dated since 01, have never even spoken publicly about their relationship, rarely, if ever, share any photos of themselves together. When he was asked last year of any marriage plans, he said, who knows what the future holds or the past. Kournikova has said, marriage isn't important to me. I'm in a happy relationship. That's all that matters, and I believe in commitment. They live in Miami, and let's see, construction on a 16-foot wall. 16 feet is so tall.
It really is. It's taller than this ceiling.
Oh, yeah. This is 8 feet. Or possibly 9, I guess. But it's I guess that's a good height if you want to keep people out.
Yeah.
When they say that, didn't Eminem have a mansion where he built this huge wall around it out of cement? And then at the top, he'd put all, like, broken bottle pieces sticking up out so that if you went to climb over the top of it, you'd slash your hands up.
Oh, really? I don't know
about that. Something like that.
Well, then, but then I'm thinking, what about drones? Drones will get over that.
Well, nowadays, sure. They can send a drone in anywhere. I guess you just have to tent the whole property.
Yeah, net it off. Yeah.
So, looks like they started this over the summer. I guess it's completed. And according to city building permits, they're also adding a two-story single-family residence to their property with all kinds of baby-proofing measures like a child barrier for the pools. And they say the home makeover is going to cost about $600,000, which I'm sure they have, and it won't be a problem. Also, congratulations to Eva Longoria.
I saw this.
She's going to be a mom.
You know what the first thing I did was when I saw that she was going to be a mom?
You looked up how old she is?
It was the first thing I thought of is, how old is Eva Longoria?
Yeah. 42.
So.
And she says it's a surprise. They weren't trying and they weren't not trying. I
wow.
know.
Well,
listen,
there's been speculation for, does it say how pregnant she is? For at least a month, I've been seeing headlines that she's pregnant. I keep looking for the little.
I do not see any kind of date stuff here. 42-year-old, they say she's having a boy, so she's far enough along that she can find that out, I guess.
What's as soon as you can find that out?
3 months.
Oh.
Yeah.
And at her age, they'll do, unless she says no, they'll do all the tests. I have a neighbor who was, I think, 40-something when she had her youngest. And they said, we want to do these tests. And she said, no, I'm healthy, and I think it's going to be fine. And went with faith, I guess. And everything worked out.
Well, but some of the tests are actually, they put them off because they actually can cause a miscarriage.
Right.
And there's a chance of that. And she was like, no, I'm going to just go for it. And that's, you know, and that's your right. You can do that. But your chances for lots of other things go way up as well. But if you are a person who wouldn't ever choose to terminate a pregnancy, then why would you do the invasive stuff, you know? Why, you know, you're letting the universe have its way. Anyway, so she's having a boy at age 42, and she is postponing work on an upcoming film to focus on her pregnancy that came as a, quote, total surprise.
Yeah, right.
She married TV executive Jose Pepe Baston in May of 2016. He has children. He has four kids from a previous marriage, and now they're having another one. So congratulations to them.
So total surprise.
Apparently.
This guy's clearly potent, and they're not using protection. But how'd that happen?
Surprise. And 38-year-old Mindy Kaling has given birth to a baby girl. She is actually one of the chicks in Ocean's 8.
Oh.
We mentioned her yesterday. Mm-hmm. And she had the Mindy project. And,
right.
And she's famously decided not to let anybody know who the father is, right?
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything about this.
No, I think that was her stance.
No,
yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. And there's no...
Sort of like January Jones.
It's my body. Yeah. You don't get to know that. Mm-hmm. This is a women's lib thing. Yeah. Get out.
I'm having a kid. It has nothing to do with who the father is. She has, let's see. She hasn't made any comment about this. Let's see. She's, although I guess it's confirmed that she gave birth to a baby girl named Catherine on Friday.
Catherine.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, we have a student at Berkeley, and I'm sad to report what some of our dues or fees or...
Tuition costs?
Tuition costs are going to. It's a front page story from the Chronicle today after these.
Great. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy hump day. It's 6:37, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Books.com Flower Service.
Books.
B-O-U-Q-S. Books. Books.com Flower Service. That was Charlie Puth we just heard, and we've got tickets for Charlie Puth and Haley Steinfeld starting at 9 o'clock today, and we're doing them all week throughout the day, 9, noon, 3, and 5. You'll get a chance to see Charlie Puth and Haley Steinfeld at the Shoreline on August 18th. So be listening for your chance to win. Why should you send the special people in your life holiday flowers from Books.com? That's how they'll know they're special. Go to Bouqs.com and get 15% off with promo code 3434 at Books.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Be sure to click the Radio Listener Special tab to get two premium pillows and two go-anywhere travel pillows. Use promo code Alice. That's MyPillow.com.
Okay.
Here's what's happening. So the rain passed through last night. Mm. Looks like that's moving out. We'll see some windy, dry conditions and maybe a little chilly, but I don't feel like that was enough rain, do you?
No, I don't.
It's a bummer.
It was nice to see some puddles, but come on, rain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, that should have passed by this morning. You're going to be hearing about the tax bill today, and there may even be a big announcement from the White House that it's headed the president's way for signing. I'm not going to be able to break that down for you. I looked at it, and it looks like I'm going to lose.
Well, everyone loses eventually.
Yeah.
They say, you know, everyone will get a little tax cut for the next few years, and then it's not great.
Yeah.
I haven't heard any good news about it. I don't know how this is passing.
Well, it's passing.
Hooray!
This story from the front page of today's San Francisco Chronicle. Our boy goes to Berkeley.
Yes.
We're very proud.
I am very proud. We are very proud.
Right. Thank you for not excluding me.
I'm not. I'm sorry.
The UC pays $80,000 in harassment settlement is the headline.
Oh.
UC Berkeley doctoral student whose academic career changed dramatically after an architecture professor placed his hand on her upper thigh and proposed they become close friends. She's agreed not to sue Berkeley in exchange for an $80,000 cash payout.
No.
I'll take the money, Bob. The university, for its part, admits no wrongdoing under the settlement agreement, which was finalized last week, they say, and includes attorney fees. The tenured architecture professor, an internationally recognized Middle East scholar, remains employed at UC Berkeley more than a year after an independent investigator determined that he did sexually harass his former student. This was from 2012 to 2014. The university has given him no classes to teach since the fall of 2016, but he continues to receive $211,000 a year.
Wow. He must have tenure.
He's been at Berkeley since 1985.
Still, can't someone break someone's tenure after they have to pay an $80,000 settlement to someone and the guy's been accused of harassing students?
Yeah. How in the holy hell?
I don't know
Is that system set up?
Right.
To keep a person making a decent six-figure a year job doing no work. Doesn't have to go. He has no classes.
Tenured appointment is indefinite appointment that can only be terminated for causes under extraordinary circumstances such as financial E-X-I-G-E-N-C-Y.
Exigency.
Okay. Or program discontinuation. So I don't know if that falls under those two.
There are lots of protests happening.
Seems extraordinary.
It does seem extraordinary.
Dozens of grad students signed a petition demanding that the administration revoke this guy. Al-Sayyads, I think is his name. He's 62. He's denied all allegations of misconduct, but they've asked that they revoke his tenure. Mm. The students have.
Right.
Exigency, an urgent need or demand.
Why don't you just say that?
Let's try and use it.
Anyway, yeah, Nizar Al-Sayyad, tenured architecture professor. Pulling in $211K a year.
And he's been free to do whatever he wants.
Not teaching classes.
Right. Yikes.
Here's another lawsuit. You saw me pronouncing it.
It's so funny. As I was leaving the room during the break, Vinny smiles and looks up at the ceiling like the answer to whatever he's looking for is going to be there.
Amy Zapatanzi.
All right.
Nice.
I'm going to go with that.
Anyway.
Zapatazny.
Zapatazny.
Okay.
Zapatazny.
Amy Zapatazny.
48. Had to undergo four surgeries and has been declared disabled since a 2013 accident at a Gateway Center in downtown Walnut Creek.
Oh. What happened?
The jury has awarded this woman $5.6 million after she sustained injuries in an elevator that was allegedly fixed with zip ties.
Can you believe that? Zip ties?
Now, listen. I don't know what... I don't have pictures because it's an ugly picture. The idea that someone went in there was zipped... Like, so was the zip tie holding her body weight and the weight of the elevator?
Right.
I'm assuming not, right? There's no possible way that was the deal. So there's a zip tie and...
It was something to do with the handle.
Yeah, but... Right. So it's an ugly descriptor, and when an elevator's involved, you wouldn't want to hear that.
Right.
But nonetheless, it was a janky repair job that allowed this thing to drop. She had, because of the incident, she was in nursing school at the time. Because of this incident, she had two herniated discs in her back and tore her labrum.
Oh.
I have a partially torn labrum in my shoulder.
Is that specifically where it is in your shoulder? What's the labrum?
It's It's in here. Something in here.
When are you going to get surgery?
I'm not. I hope I never have to. Anyway, this thing was negligently maintained is what they're saying. It was held together with zip ties. That was never really in dispute. They even say, too, that the thing had had a brief drop prior to this incident, and the person who was in there had written the people and said, this thing is not safe.
Man, they're actually really stringent about elevators. I'm surprised that this went that long. Like, we our elevators here, which can be janky.
Oh, yeah. They're janky.
Can they can be scary.
They can be really scary. And
when the doors keep opening and closing and you haven't moved.
Or they won't open, they go like this. Like, yeah, really slow. Like, you're like, what's going on? What's wrong with the mechanism in there? You have to, like, squeeze yourself out.
Through.
Oh, God.
Or when you get on, it goes boom, boom,
boom.
I know.
Yeah.
God.
I'm about to drop. Just kidding. Got you.
Well, we're laughing, but this lady had her life changed for good.
Yeah. My goodness.
But I'm saying, you know, they actually, it seems like they're constantly being repaired, and there's a certificate in there that says when the last time it was inspected was. And I mean, I would assume that all elevators get inspected regularly.
The attorney says the zip ties gave way while his client was in the elevator, which forced the shaft to make an abrupt stop, then drop twice like a... sounds like a ride.
Mm.
The elevator clutch was affixed with zip ties, which I couldn't tell you what an elevator clutch looks like, so I don't know how that... But that's a fixed job I would do.
Zip ties.
That's I am the worst fixer of things, and I will look around the house for something that might
hold something else together.
And it's a form of MacGyver, except my job never works. So there's that like reality that I've learned.
You are a little bit of a MacGyver, though.
I know.
I will give you that. There have been times. Hey, something just happened to my computer.
Come.
I'm gonna get the real. I'm gonna get the real MacGyver.
You must
over
have talked to the elevator.
Yeah. The elevator's mad because we're bad mouthing it. But you have, I mean, there have been a few times in here, like you, just recently even, he MacGyvered my microphone so
sure
it would,
fell off.
It, right. Yeah, it was crazy.
But anyway, the point is, you know, no one who thinks a zip tie is a remedy for anything should be in charge of fixing stuff.
Right.
Hey, Vinny.
Duct tape, again, does work. Not how you want to be fixing
not
elevators.
Not long term either.
Yes, Zoomin.
I went ahead and posted on your Facebook wall the pros and cons of getting surgery on the labrum.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's a good article.
All right. Wow. Right now.
Pros and cons. It's good right now, right?
Well,
Dr. Gino Della Maggiore.
Hey.
Shame.
Gave me, well, he didn't give me, I paid for it, but he put a.
He administered.
Cortisone shot in me, and man, that stuff is the stuff.
It's a miracle.
How long does it last?
It's been lasting. In fact, the first one was lasting until I aggravated the injury and fell on it again.
Mm.
Surfing in the shore break like an idiot. Just, it was so good that that's how lazy I got. I was back to normal and being dumb and then had to put my arms out to brace a fall and the thing went. And right then I knew and was like, oh, man.
That sucks.
Had to protect my neck. So, you know, that's how that goes. But anyway, I got another shot, and it's been great.
Shot.
I wish.
Fix that labrum.
Well, I've heard that surgery in your shoulder, because it's not like your knee or even your hip, they can replace those things and have great success. But your shoulder.
It's a wild joint.
It does all kinds of circular motion that they can't necessarily promise you'll get full range back.
Right.
Which is scary as
heck. I
have
a girlfriend who's a swimmer, and she got a shoulder thing.
What's
done.
Her name?
It's Molly.
Hey, Molly.
Yeah, she's my neighbor. But she was, you know, she could barely lift the thing, and so she got the surgery, and I see that she has better. I haven't really talked to her in depth about what the long-term effects are. It's been about a year since she's had it done. Next time I see Molly, I'll question her.
Well, one of the effects that scares me is something called frozen shoulder, where the thing will just lock.
Oh, you don't want that.
No, you don't want that.
Have you had that even for
no,
a moment?
No, but it's something that comes from the surgery or a post-surgery
Oh, so you read about
side effect. Oh, my God, yes. Because my instinct with everything is to go get it fixed right now.
Let's get this off my plate.
Let's just do this. I'm brave. I'm strong. I'm smart. We can get this done. I'll do the rehab, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I never have to look back. Also, this is weird. I also have thought, I don't want to be getting surgery when I'm 60,
right.
Yeah.
70.
Right.
It's better I do it now, right?
Yeah,
but then as I looked into it, I went, nah, it's not better.
And you might not have to have it.
Right.
Frozen shoulder is a real thing. I just read about it.
Oh, it's weird. I thought he made it up.
Thank you so much.
It's real. Confirmation that is real.
Yeah, it's real.
Thank you, Hooman.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Blood test at 11 weeks can show the sex of the baby. Huh? That's right. I remember that when you get pregnant, your instinct again is to run right to the doctor and say, hey, doc, let me get checked out. And they usually tell you, we're not going to want to see you for a couple months. So they make you wait.
Right.
So I think it is at like 11 weeks is when, or somewhere thereabouts, where you can finally go in. Isn't that weird? Like when you got pregnant, weren't you like, I want to get checked out. Let's do this.
Yeah. Well, I think, yeah, they check you out and then they're like, all right, bye. But then by the end, you're just like, I mean, you might as well just go in pantsless. It's just, it gets to the point where you're just like, oh, great. You know, I don't even want to bother undressing. Let me just wear a skirt, hike that thing up. Jesus. You know, you just went through this. It's like every couple days, sure they're did. Up then there, just all up in your lady business.
Whoa.
You know, they got to get a look in there, Ben.
925 says, read more about the TJ accusation. The lady is crazy. Seriously. He was dating his wife. They had broken up, and he started dating the other lady. Then he got back with his wife, and then she went off the deep end. It was investigated back then, and he was cleared. She seems to have a vendetta, says 925.
Well, it's bad news, because in the current state of things,
right.
I guess I just shouldn't pick a side.
I just got a text from one of my expert friends.
Oh, experts on frozen shoulders?
She says if the labrum becomes entirely detached, it can be much worse. Tell Vinny to keep that in mind. Worried about you.
Is there any chance that because you have had a cortisone shot and you're no longer feeling the pain from it, that you could damage it further?
Well,
just based on overuse.
1,000%. But there's also the idea behind the cortisone shot is it allows you to build the muscles around the
without
area,
pain.
And which puts it back into use.
Okay.
Like your shoulder. My shoulder's working. I've been surfing until I got a cold the other day ago. I've been able to go surfing every day. Where do you think? The cute little thing that walks around with just germ,
coming
full
out
of germs
mouth.
All the time. God. You know, of course, right before vacation.
Well, maybe you'll blow it all out this week and be great for vacation.
Maybe.
Or it'll last for 2 weeks, starting today.
Stop it.
Women inappropriately harass men just as much in the workplace. Really?
You know...
I'm not saying it doesn't happen.
I'm not saying
but...
it doesn't happen either, and I. But, you know, okay.
There was a political figure, I don't know, I remember her name, but she recently was pulled out of a race because some dude accused her of that in the workplace.
Mm.
And she was saying, I never did that, but I'm never going to get over this
right.
hurdle. Just pulled out.
This smear.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I want to start with the Hot 100, Vinny.
Oh, sweet.
The best songs in the country at this moment.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.